Be advised, mature content ahead. This podcast is brought to you ad-free thanks to the Legion of Demons at patreon.com/notlp. If you like what you hear, there's much more at patreon.com/notlp. Join the Legion. That's patreon.com/notlp. And now the show.
How do you do?
Just a word of friendly warning. I think it will thrill you. It may shock you. It might even horrify you. So if any of you feel that you do not care to subject your nerves to such a strain, now is your chance to, we warn you.
All those years in the big city, we finally got out. We're living the dream.
Maybe it is a dream.
And then everything just blew up. Big flash, like a pink light, or actually, I don't even know what color it was. It wasn't like any color I'd ever seen before.
Looks like a meteorite. You think it's radioactive? I mean, it's from space, right?
Meteorites are generally no more dangerous than ordinary rocks.
How can something that big just disappear? Did you plant those?
No.
Ward, come here for a sec.
Oh, God.
What are you doing?
Shh. It's talking to me.
Who's talking to you?
A man in the well.
It's in the static. It's in the moisture. It's in here is out there. And what's out there is in here now.
Everything's under control.
Why are you so in denial? That ding from the meteorite changes everything around it.
It's just a color.
No!
But it burns.
Do you believe me now?
I don't know what I believe anymore. Everything's gonna be A-OK.
But it isn't.
Ooh, it couldn't be less okay.
So,
holy garbo.
It's Kelly and Freddie here, and if this is your first time listening because you just wanted to hear about the color of color out of space, our normal format is usually we talk about two movies, and there are like four or five of us as a roundtable discussion. It's just us tonight.
Today's just two.
Yeah.
Boys only.
Boys only. We happen to probably be, I think, the two biggest Lovecraft fans on the show.
Certainly.
So we were very excited to see, and also Richard Stanley.
Agreed.
You know, to see him making movies again is pretty exciting. But this is based on the short story by H.P. Lovecraft, and then also the screenplay. I think Richard Stanley wrote it with some collaborators. But starring Nicolas Cage. Jolie Richardson, Tommy Chong has a little part in it.
It's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool.
Yeah, I really dug this. Soup's creepy. Real oppressive. There were moments where it looked like a real big Hollywood production.
There were no dogs barking in the background when there weren't supposed to be. But when there were.
They were supposed to be, though.
There's a difference.
Yeah.
Hi, Elsa. Yeah, she poked her head in like, I heard you bitches. Get your name out your mouth. Get my name out your mouth.
Sorry, Elsa.
She's a yellow lab.
Yeah.
And she misbehaves.
She does. But yeah, I feel like they do a real good job kind of bringing this to a modern setting.
Yeah.
But also keeping I feel like Richard Stanley did a good job taking the story as it was and then giving us his take on it, but still being really true to it. I thought they did a great job with that.
Yeah. As far as like minimal artistic license, I think like when most Lovecraft adaptations, they really just kind of take it as a springboard and really change a lot of things.
Yes.
But yeah, this stuck pretty close to the story.
It did. Yeah. I mean, really some of the only changes were there are some cosmetic changes and some additions, but those were really still even in the spirit of showing you some of what, the story kind of left to your imagination. Right. And, it did, it actually, they even kept one of my favorite lines word for word from the story, which was that, he lives in the well now.
Yes. That's a very creepy line.
Great line. And in the book, the kid's name was Zenas, but I also like that they kind of kept the names a little similar just, yeah. Even though, cause they were real old timey and, you know, in the story. So, but yeah, Benny lives in the well now. I was like, ooh, they yes. get that line.
So if you're unfamiliar with the original story, and this is again in the film similar, there's this character Ward who is a hydrologist. He's a surveyor.
Yeah.
And he's supposed to be checking like the aquifers and the water system up in this kind of remote area that's going to be developed.
Just outside of Arkham, Massachusetts.
In fact, he's from Arkham University, right?
Miskatonic.
But, yeah.
A lot of great. They drop a lot of little things here and there too.
Fan service.
Fan service. You get mentions of all the Lovecraft towns around there.
Yeah. Had you ever seen The Curse? It was a movie that David Keith made back in the mid 80s. And it's an adaptation of The Color Out of Space as well.
No, I haven't.
I like it a lot.
Yeah.
It was not like a big hit. It has Will Wheaton in it, but
Will Wheaton.
There were two of them. I actually really like the second one too, but, that was the only other time I think anybody's ever gotten that close to kind of like that feeling of dread, the existential dread element.
Did you ever watch the Boris Karloff version?
No.
Me neither. Die, Monster, Die.
I didn't know that's what that was an adaptation of this.
Yeah.
So this meteor comes out and crashes on their quote unquote farm.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a farm in the sense that it's like a big field of, you know, crops or anything. It's actually kind of in a hilly region and they're raising alpacas,
which they don't seem to understand exactly what they're supposed to be doing with them. Maybe, you know, they're a little, maybe out of their depth. It's a family. Father, mother, son, little son and daughter.
Yeah. And, the mother had just 6 months ago survived a double mastectomy. Mm-hmm. She had breast cancer and you do get the feeling this is like their life is short move. They decide to move here. She's going to work remotely because it's time to kind of seize the day.
Right.
So you expect in any other film, this sets you up for these are your characters. You're really going to be rooting for them.
Yeah.
They're likable. The whole family's likable.
Really? You get a real sense of it. Yeah. The family plays as a family. Everybody's like, there's a little bit of, you know, curmudgeon and then there's a little, but you know, you can feel they all have affection for each other. Yeah. They're a little quirky. Like Nick Cage's character is a little quirky even before any of this shit happens.
Yeah. Well, they insinuate that his dad was an alcoholic and possibly he may become one. So you have a little bit of that, but, you know, there are moments of kind of like some silly, funny comic moments in this movie. It's a little tongue in cheek at first. And then when it ramps up,
The tone changes dramatically.
It is a very dark horror film.
Yeah.
With some really truly disturbing moments,
the sound design more than anything else, like really amped up the real disturbing effects and ideas. Once things, we're keeping this not unspoiled, correct?
Oh yeah. We don't want to spoil anything just because this doesn't come out until the 24th and we're releasing this on the 20th, I believe, is tomorrow. So we're not going to spoil anything, but you know, and also the screener we watch is not 5.1 or surround sound encoded. So if you like the sound design in stereo, as we watched it, like I can only imagine like what they may have done with the surround fields on this movie. And then the use of like really extreme color palettes, neon almost. And, which is another reason that they've said for years that no one could accurately create this because even in the book, he describes it as a color that didn't exist.
Right. When I like the way they handled this, cause I always wondered how they would do that. And like, they didn't even, They came up with this color palette, mm-hmm. That, you know, that's neon and purpley and pink and weird. And then when it's like in that line from the trailer, when he's trying to describe, he says, it's not like any color I've ever seen. And it's kind of like, they just let it be what it is.
Right.
You know, like they're going to tell you that the people in the movie aren't necessarily seeing exactly what you're seeing.
Right. And also there's the whole element of wavelengths and radiation, like mm-hmm. how that works and what we can actually perceive as a color versus not. There is actually a little bit of like hard science you could dig down in yeah. the explanation of some of the things that are happening in this movie, but it's better left just as a really great horror. I think it was a great horror film.
I do too. Oh, it was yeah. a really good horror film, a really good Lovecraft adaptation.
Yeah.
I like to, them capturing, just with the set design.
Yeah.
Again, this really speaks to them being fans of keeping the feel of Lovecraft in a modern time where, you know, like their house is like this big ramp. It's very much like the way the farmhouse in the original story
yeah.
would have looked, old and kind of falling apart, you know, but she's working from home digital, you know, remotely, yeah. like you said, she's got her little digital setup and, but she's in this little corner of this huge dark attic. So you still get like this old kind of, you know, Puritan yeah. age feel.
And the way it's lit too. Yeah. Also, whenever they have exterior shots of the house, it's like a three-story house. And there's these intense, almost like floodlights attached to the house that kind of light sections of it.
Yeah.
And then there's, when they deal with the well set and the, all the flora that kind of pops up.
Yeah.
That it's really beautiful.
It is. It's a really beautiful movie.
Which makes it also, in a way, it's like, yeah, it's beautiful, but it's also like the worst thing you can think of. I mean, it's going to go, you know, stuff is going to go so badly.
Yeah.
That it's a great contrast to.
It's very jarring. It.
Yeah.
It's jarring to go, you know, see this stuff and think like, oh, that's beautiful, but also realize, you know, kind of the morbidity of what's happening.
Right. So I think we both recommend this highly.
Absolutely recommend.
Theatrically out the 24th. I believe it'll also be on
yeah.
video on demand and available for purchase probably shortly after that. God, I can't speak, but I gotta go eat my dinner.
Yeah, and so. I gotta go capture some Pokemon.
Some Pokemons?
No, I don't know. I just said that. I don't do that.
All right.
All right.
You gotta catch them all, I guess.
But I'm gonna try.